Hello, my lovelies! Welcome back to another episode of On the Mic with A, where we talk about the most random, controversial topics you can think of, from how to be a better human, to giving advice on ups and downs of life, to talking about topics that nobody seems to want to talk about. I am here for all of it, and I hope you are too. Hello, 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 my people. It's Asia, and welcome back to On the Mic with A. I am so happy to have you guys on today's episode. I have missed you. I mean, I always miss you. I feel like I always say this, but I have. And I hope you guys missed me too. And how are you? How have you been since we last met? How is your week? How is your day? And question of the day today is, what made you smile today? Just stop for a moment and think. What just brought a smile to your face? I mean, apart from this podcast, obviously, just tell me, what are you grateful for? What just made you smile? So actually, that's two questions. What made you smile today? And what are you grateful for? It could be anything. It could be the ability to see, the ability to eat, the ability to think, you know, just for your, just alhamdulillah for your health or anything. I mean, there are just so many things to be grateful for, so many things. And I feel like a lot of us take advantage of it. So I just want you to stop and think, what made you smile and what are you grateful for? So today's topic, as you can see from your screen, is things every single female should know before her next relationship or before she enters into a committed relationship. And I feel like this topic is important because, you know, as women, once we reach a certain age, we obviously start thinking about getting married or settling down or, you know, meeting that special person that just makes your life better. Because your life is already amazing, but it just kind of like add maybe your life is like a 90% and he just adds a 10%. So, you know, we think about that a lot. And, you know, there are certain things I feel like we should know before, from my experience and from the experience of my guests, that we feel like you should know before you enter into your next relationship or marriage, so that you don't make a mistake, so that you meet the right person, so that, you know, at the end of the day, you end up with somebody that's right for you, you know, because the whole point of being in a relationship or getting married is to stay in that relationship and to avoid heartbreak and other issues. So without further ado, I really, really hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll see you guys in the outro. Bye.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to my podcast. I am so, so, so happy to have you here finally. Mm-hmm. BTW, guys, Lovely is actually the person that inspired me to, like, you know, actually start this podcast. She bought me my first mic. I'm like, shut up. All right. Okay, so lovely, my listeners don't know you, so I was hoping you could tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Lovely. I'm 19. I'm a graduate of law, and I see we're in the same class. I own a small business called HLA Period Boxes on Instagram. So please, if you're listening to this, follow me and buy something. Exactly. Yeah, I'm Kristen. Yeah. And yeah, that's about it. There's no more.
All right. There's so much to know. You're just downplaying it, but it's fine.
Okay.
So, Lovely, I asked you to be on this podcast because, one, like, you're like one of my best friends, and like you're like one of the smartest people that I know. And two, it's because, like, I feel like we're both single Pringles.
Period. But, thank you.
But I feel like we've reached a stage in our lives where we've like learned a lot from our past experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are certain things that I feel like certain single women should know before they get into a next into the next committed relationship or into marriage. And I think we had a conversation about it a while back, and I was hoping maybe we could talk about it here on the podcast, and you know, just to educate more women, more single women, or even people that are in relationships, so they can put these kind of things in mind before they think about getting married or getting into another committed relationship, so that, you know, there would be stronger and much wiser women in that relationship. So yeah, so I would like to ask you if maybe you could maybe just expatiate on some particular points you feel like every single woman should know before they enter into a committed relationship or marriage.
Okay, so I feel like there are definitely a lot of things that females need to put in place or think about, like, before they, you know, think about like long-term commitments and marriage. So there's so many, like, do we take them one by one, or let's take a rundown?
Let's take them one by one, and then we'll see from there.
Okay. All right. So my first point here is have standards. Like, I cannot stress this enough. Have standards.
Exactly.
I feel like as a female, you should be very assertive when you meet someone who you think you're going to be in a relationship with. Like, you should always boldly state what you want. Like, when anyone comes into my life, like, half the time, when I know maybe the person is being flirty or we start talking in, like, a certain way, like, I always ask, okay, what is your intention for me? Like, what do you want with me? Because, you know, different people come into your life for different reasons. Some people want to wife you. Some people want to date you. Some people want to smash. Some people, like, different people come for different reasons. So I feel like it's always important to have that conversation at the beginning, like, always you know, boldly assert yourself and, you know, state clearly what you want. Like, okay, this is what I want. Don't think that you can go into something with a guy and then just, like, go along with whatever he wants, and then you hope that in return he gives you what you want, maybe a relationship or marriage. Like, it never works like that. So you should definitely always assert yourself. Like, don't think that, you know, like, if you play along and you just go with the flow, like, everything is going to work out in your favor at the end. So, like, yeah, that's it. Like, just be very assertive. And another thing, when having standards, like, don't, like, you know, okay, this, another thing, while having standards is, you need to know what exactly your standard is. And standards should never be based on money. Like, nowadays, like, I hear lots of females say, like, oh my God, if he's not rich, you know, this and this and this. I mean, everybody wants to have money. Nobody wants to be with, you know, someone who's not financially stable. But at the same time, I feel like money should never be a standard. Just because, like when I hear people say money is my standard, like, that doesn't make you smart, or that doesn't make you look classy. It makes you look cheap, honestly, because money is the least of things that any female should actually, like, put as a standard. Like, what happened to, oh my God, I want him to be God-fearing, or I want him to be faithful, or I want him to be respectful, to respect me, or I want him to be kind or be caring. Like, money is not everything. Like, there are people in relationships where there is money, like, the money is abundant.
Yeah, but they're not that happy.
And they're not happy. Like, the woman is collecting slap every now and then. Like, do you understand? Like, because exactly, and the man probably just thinks, like, okay, well, I've bought this person, this is my piece of furniture. So, like, money is not everything. Like, I mean, there's a difference between meeting someone who has potential and ambition and meeting someone who has money. I mean, no one is saying, oh, go for, like, a broke, low life, like, someone, you know, who, you know, this person is lazy, you know, he doesn't have money, you know, he doesn't have any ambition, you don't even see that drive.
No drive, no nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's one thing, you know, for you to pick out someone who doesn't have money and say, okay, I'm not going to be with this person because he's broke. No. So you actually need to look, like, okay, does this person have a future? Do I see this person actually, you know, doing things or planning or, like, setting goals and, you know, working towards them and everything? So I feel like that should be the standard. Like, the standard should never be money. You know, even recently I saw on Instagram there was this question that they were asking, like, all these skits. It was, would you rather date a rich man who cheats, or a poor man who is loyal. And like all the babes there, like they were literally saying, oh, I'll date a rich man who cheats. And I'm like,
Why?
no,
How?
like
From
none, like
where?
I would choose none, like none. I don't want any. Just because, number one, why would I want to be with like a rich man who cheats? Like his money is not everything. Like money is important, yes, but
Yeah.
it should definitely not be the first thing that you're looking at. And you're not now caring about his other qualities. Like you don't care if he cheats, you don't care if he's disrespectful, if he's not faithful, you just care about money. Like it doesn't make any sense. And two, I can't also be with a poor man who is loyal because I mean, what if he becomes rich and he just even does worse than
He
and he
can
just
do
even
worse.
becomes worse than exactly. So please, none. I would date someone who basically has the qualities I'm looking for in a man, even if he doesn't have money. As far as he has ambition, then that's fine with me. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, like I think I had this conversation with somebody a while back about how, having money is not the number one priority for me. Like, there's so many other qualities that I value above money, but at the same time, I'm not going to go and meet somebody that sells vegetables or something and say, oh yeah, like let's just get married because you have all of the right
Exactly.
qualities. Obviously, you have to be at least financially stable. You have to be at least, you can pay the bills and everything, or you
Exactly.
can
Like at
pay the
least
bills
have
to
a
get.
exactly have a job, like have something, have goals, like have
Yeah.
something you want to start.
Yeah, but like you said about don't compromise on your standards, I feel like a lot of women they decide to settle and they compromise on their standards because they fear they're afraid of being alone. And I always just say that don't compromise on what you want in
You'll
a
never be
partner
happy.
because you're never gonna be happy, and it's better to be single for like a little bit longer than for you to
Just
like
going for
start
something
thinking about
that.
divorcing some guy 10 years later. Or, for you to like say, oh yeah, I need to be married by 30. I need to be married by 30. I need to be married by 30. And then 7 years later, you end up getting divorced and you have to start all over again. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. So I feel like, like you said, you should have standards for
Yeah,
yourself.
standards
You
are
should.
really, really important. Like, as females, I feel like set high standards for yourself. Men do well with standards. They do well with boundaries, to be honest. Like, your standard can even be as high as if we're in this relationship and he ever insults me, like one single bad word, like we're done. And like, I'm not saying you have to do that or you have to end the relationship on that. I'm just saying that when you set boundaries like that, he knows to respect you. He knows to cross. To not cross some certain lines. You know, it's like, okay, I love this babe. I respect this babe. These are things that I'm not going to do. You understand? It's kind of like, I was listening to Pastor Kingsley and he was like, it's kind of like when you go into a shop, right? When you go into a shop and you price a bag, as a female, and maybe they tell you the bag is 10K. And in your mind, you're like, ah, this bag is not that bad, though. Like, the 10K is not that bad. But out, you will want to express it out, to the shop owner so that he can still reduce the price. So you're like, ah, is the house I'm buying? It's too expensive now. When you know in your mind that it's something that's actually not bad, do you understand? So you just try and get the price down. So it's the same thing with relationships. Like men will know, like, okay, this babe is a she's a correct babe, she's a virtuous woman, like I like this babe. But they'll just try and push boundaries. Do you understand? They'll try and push your boundaries and see, okay, well, how far can I push this babe? How far can I misbehave and she'll take it? But once they
How
see,
far
like,
can I
okay,
cross the line?
exactly, how far can I cross the line? Once they see that, okay, you're not going to collect this rubbish, you're not going to, accept these type of behaviors, then they'll fix up
Yeah,
if they
exactly.
respect you and they love you. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
totally agree with you. So
Yeah.
do not compromise your
Compromise on
standards,
standards. And oh my
whatever
God, I'm so
that
sorry.
is.
Yeah, one more point on standards. Also, like I feel like a lot of people, like I've heard people say, like, oh, some females who are not comfortable with like having sex before marriage, and they just feel like they have to do it just because they want to keep the guy or they don't want the guy to leave and all of that. And like I'm like, wow, like that's really, really wild, to be honest. Because I mean, if you're not comfortable doing something,
Then
like
don't
if you
do
want to be
it.
celibate, like don't do it. Like you can never keep a man with sex. Like it's the highest form of like it's delusional. Like it really doesn't make any sense. Like if he wants to leave, he would leave. If he loves and respects you, he would stay.
Exactly.
Like this is like the perfect depiction of this is wedding party. Like honestly, like the movie, you see Banky W, like he was a wild guy and
Yeah.
everything, you know, like in the movie he was a wild guy, like he was someone that was his lifestyle. And then he met Adesua and he's like, okay, well, this is someone I like, this is someone I want to, I see myself marrying, this is someone that I respect. And she's like,
Yeah.
okay, well, I'm on this celibacy thing, I'm not ready to do anything with you. And he respected that and he waited.
Yeah.
So if someone really loves you
So
and
if a guy
respects you,
really loves you, he
exactly,
will
if that
wait.
person is for you, he would wait. Like, if he leaves, then he's not the one, honey. Like, he's not. Because
I feel
when
like this
you
applies to like us as well, like you know, in Ariwa and everything, because like you'd see that a lot of guys, they would tend to like, you know, try and make you do certain stuff, like you know, late night in the car and everything. So and a lot of girls, you know, they give into that, unfortunately, because they feel like if they don't do that, then he might leave them for some other babe and everything. And I remember I went to this wedding, my friend's wedding, and the groomsmen, actually, they were taking us to like the bride's house and everything. And then in the car, we're just having this conversation, and they were saying that, I'm gonna tell you guys the truth, yeah? Like, no guy would actually want to, like, you know, I don't know how to explain this, but some guys, they have this thing that, okay, they just want to have fun with you, but sometimes they're not the type of like if you don't have certain standards, they know that oh you're for the streets,
Exactly.
so
They just
they don't
want
need
to
that
have
pressure.
fun with you, but they know who they
Exactly,
are going to marry. Like,
they know who they're going
that's
to
the truth.
marry.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you have those standards for yourself, like if you don't have those standards, that's fine. Nobody's saying you have to. But if you do have those standards for yourself, like
Then don't
there's just this
compromise on
certain,
them.
exactly, and there's just this certain respect that it brings to you. Like, even him, he'll know that, okay, like this babe, she's not even someone that just messes around. Like,
Yeah.
it breeds trust. Even if you guys are in a committed relationship or you're married, he'll know that, oh, if it was even so hard for me self, like I know that definitely she's not doing anything outside and
Yeah.
everything. And I feel like another thing about, you know, premarital sex is that I feel like it's one of the things that leads to cheating or like disfaithfulness in a marriage. Because if you don't have that self-control before you're married and you're doing things, and you're literally just telling the guy, like, okay, like, you know, you can have whatever you want when you want it, right? Even if it's not the right time. And you're just like enhancing or like basically just like, you know, breeding that lack of self-control between you guys. So when you do get married, I mean, he's used to like having whatever he wants to have when he wants it. He doesn't wait. There's no self-control. That like definitely is one factor that leads to disfaithfulness. Like, you can't cheat God, I mean. So I feel like, yeah,
Exactly.
that's
You
one thing.
can't cheat God. Honestly, for us in Islam, right? We have this belief that if you have premarital sex, right, and then you end up getting married to that particular partner, and you know you guys don't seek repentance or anything like that, God will not bless your marriage at all, and He is going to test your marriage in some way. Maybe you guys will end up having problems, or maybe the in-laws will have issues with you, or maybe you won't be able to even have children or something. But like there will be a problem. So that's why, like, you know, that's also like another encouragement for us to like just abstain, you know, just wait till you get married, because
Yeah,
that's just
the
the best
best
time.
time. Yeah, and I mean, if you have already done it,
If you've
like if it's
already done
already
it, it's
happened,
fine. It's
yeah,
fine. Like
exactly.
it's
You can still
whatever,
st you
but
can
like you
set
should just have
standards for
standards
yourself
for
at any
yourself.
time. Exactly. You can set standards for yourself at any time in any way, as long as you feel comfortable with that thing. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, standards are everything.
And so, what is the second point?
Okay, so the second point is you are beautiful. Like, a lot of people.
Oh,
I see you're
I
so gorgeous. You're amazing. You're
love you. Oh
beautiful.
my
You're
God. Oh my
everything.
God.
Like,
You are, I
honestly.
don't even know the word to use. It was gorgeous. Does not even fit into it,
Wine.
because oh my God,
You're supposed to be a Yoruba
you
boy.
are a vision, lovely. You are a vision.
How I'm blushing as if I'm talking to man. Okay. So, yeah. With this point, I feel like the devil always lies to females, and you know, maybe people generally, but mostly females, because half the time our self-esteem is based on how we look, and we have more confidence and we feel better about ourselves when we tie it to our physical appearance. So yeah, the devil would always just come and make you feel like you're not enough, that like you're less than you are and everything. But like, honestly, you are God's masterpiece. Like, God did not make a mistake creating you, honestly. Like, even if when you read the Bible, you'd see that God created you after his image, and God is beautiful. God is amazing. You can't even imagine how beautiful God is, and you're just like him. So always just have it in your mind, like, you're beautiful, like, you're not less than anything. And the thing about it is that people just try, like, you want everybody to like you, you want everybody to think you're fine, but like, you're not Zobo. Even Zobo self, not everybody likes Zobo. You're not water. Even some people are allergic to water. So there's nothing in this world that everybody can like. So not everybody can like you, not everyone can find you attractive, but the person who would love you and want to be with you would find you as like the most attractive person in this world. So like they say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. So like, not everyone is going to like you. Like yesterday, let me tell you what happened to me. Today I posted a picture of myself on my status on WhatsApp with my dad, and then someone randomly, he's never seen me in real life, he just has my number from a transaction that we did. So he sent me a message. He was like, oh, is that you on the picture with your dad? I was like, yes. He was like, oh, he was like, oh, that oh, it's the makeup on your DP that's making you look fine there.
Is he bad?
I was like, wow. Like, I
No,
didn't even
it's
just respond.
audacity. Oh my
Like,
God.
I didn't even respond. I did not respond at all. I just left it to God. So like, that person doesn't find me attractive. That person doesn't find me beautiful. But am I any less beautiful? No, I'm
No.
still a speck. There are many people that will call me a speck. I know myself
You
that
know
I'm a
how many
speck.
people, do you know how
So
many people are in your DMs? Just wait. Oh my God. Do you know how many people I know that are just begging me to just release your number? Oh my God. The guy
exactly.
is
So
high. He smoked some really
he's
expensive
crazy.
weed.
Exactly. So, you know, everyone is entitled to their opinion. So no, not everyone is going to find you beautiful. The thing is, what you breed inside actually manifests. Like in reality, have you seen some people that you in your mind, yeah, when you see this person, you're like, this person is not physically attractive, this person is ugly, like in real terms. But then there's just a way that they carry themselves, like their charisma. Like you forget all about their physical appearance, and you are like, this is the most beautiful girl in this room. Do you get? So what you feel inside and what you nurture inside basically is what reflects how you think about yourself, how you treat yourself, how you love yourself. Basically, is what's like is what reflects, and it's how people would treat you. If you look at yourself as beautiful and gorgeous and amazing, that's how people are going to look at you as well. Like, we don't know these things, but what we think about is what we attract, and basically the aura that we give off. So yes, please stop looking in the mirror and telling yourself that your cheeks are too fat, or your acne is acne, or your body is one type of way, or your bum is flat. Like, you are God's masterpiece, my dear. Like, you are amazing, I promise you. So when you just start to have that positive mindset, like, you know, when you start to love yourself, and I know it's not easy because society standards have really, really messed up the definition of beauty. Like, everybody wants to be Kim Kardashian fine or Beyonce fine, but there's so much that goes into Kim Kardashian fine. Millions of surgeries, millions of cosmetics, millions of different things. So like, nobody is like giving off, you know, the natural beauty anymore. So like, my dear, love yourself. Like, embrace your insecurities, because the person that would love you would love you and your insecurities. That's it. Not everyone is for you, but that one person would love you the way you are.
Yeah, that is just well said, honestly. And I feel like, I totally agree with you because I read this like scenario that, if you dress if you like your clothes, let's say you pick out something and you just love how you look, but even if somebody tells you, "Oh, I hate what you're wearing," you're not gonna believe
Yeah,
them
no,
because
exactly.
you already know. So it's the same thing with like beauty. If you believe in your heart, in your soul that, "Oh, I am drop dead gorgeous," then whatever someone tells you, it's gonna be like, "Oh, it's just bouncing off you because it's not even entering your
Exactly.
soul because you believe
Exactly.
it."
Oh my God. Actually, yeah, that point is so true. because it happened to me like a few weeks ago, right? So a few weeks ago, I went to this fashion store to go and get something. So I usually get clothes from there with my mom. She saw me now. She was like, oh my God, lovely. You've become so fat. You've added so much weight.
What is wrong with people?
Oh my God, you understand? Like, you've added so much weight. Yeah, I don't know. What are you eating? I told her, ma, I've not added weight. Please don't say that. Because I knew in my mind how much work I was putting in the gym. Mm. And how much I knew when I came home, I had lost, at that time, I had not lost as much weight as now, but I had lost at least 7 kg. So I knew that, okay, I had put in work and I had actually lost weight. And I knew that. So she told me that thing like 3 times, but then not like normally it would get to me. But that day I went home feeling like, it's like, I still felt like nothing moved anything from me because I didn't believe it at all because I knew my facts. So that's the same way when anyone tells you, you know, something that you're not, someone tells you you're not beautiful or you're not enough, like when you know in your heart that you are enough and you are beautiful, like nothing will shake you.
And I feel like another thing that women do is that they rely on other people, or rather men, to validate themselves or to validate their beauty. Like if a guy does not think they're beautiful, they don't believe they're beautiful. And like we said, you have to believe it in your heart. You can't rely on another man to tell you that you're beautiful. You have to believe it in your heart that you're beautiful, because if you don't believe it, then you're going to be forever insecure. Whatever relationship you're in, you're always going to need that reassurance, you're always going to need that validation from that man and everything, because you just have to believe it in your heart that you're beautiful. If not, like, you're always going to just feel insecure. And I feel like, you know, rejection, like you said, is just, and not every person is going to find you beautiful, like Lovely said. And just because one person doesn't think you're beautiful, just because one person rejected you, doesn't mean that there isn't somebody out there that will love you for everything that you are, for every single detail, for every single feature. So you just have to just, you know, wait for that person, I guess. And meanwhile, while you're waiting, you have to look in the mirror and find yourself absolutely beautiful with every single detail.
Yeah, really true. Yeah. Totally true, yeah.
So, what is point three?
Okay, so point three is you are better off alone than in a bad relationship. So this is honestly so, so true, because a lot of women are afraid of being alone. Like, why are you afraid of being by yourself? Like, your whole life does not revolve around someone else. Like, embrace being alone. You see, some people, you see, immediately when relationship is over, they're jumping to the next one, or they're jumping to the next talking stage, or the next thing. Like, have some time by yourself. Like, you're better off alone than in a bad relationship. Like, that in a bad relationship, there's so many women who would have gone further in their lives, in their career, who would have lived longer if they didn't enter some particular relationships that put unnecessary pressure and unnecessary baggage on them. You know, I mean, you definitely know if someone loves you by the way they treat you, by the way they pay attention to your successes and the things that you want. When you meet someone who is not allowing you to chase your dreams, to be your best self, who is always discrediting your achievements and everything, you know that this person definitely doesn't want the best for me. So you're better off alone, like, you know, than just being emotionally drained and not being able to actually focus on yourself and focus on the things that you want out of life. Like, I can't count how many women have died of domestic violence. Like, their lives would have been better off if they were just alone than in that terrible ass relationship. So it doesn't just have to be like physical abuse. It could be emotional abuse. It could just be when, you know, the person you're with is not supportive of you, of your dreams, of the things that you stand for. You're better off alone. You don't need that baggage. You don't need that pressure. Drop the weight. Yeah. Move on.
I totally agree with you. I feel like some women are really, really afraid to be alone. And I feel like I used to be like that too. There was a point in my life where I was just so scared of being alone. But I feel like you just have to learn to love. You just have to learn to love being alone, be able to appreciate being alone. Because I feel like you said, you're able to work on yourself more when you're alone rather than when you have some person attached to you, you know? And I feel like a lot of women, because they're so afraid of being alone, they just rush into any person, any guy. And that person might be totally wrong for them. That person might treat them like shit. But they don't care, because they would rather be with somebody that treats them like shit than be alone. And some people go as far as going back to a person that hurts them because, you know, they would rather be with somebody that hurt.
Exactly.
They'd rather be with somebody that hurt them in the past than be just alone.
Alone.
And I really don't, I never really understood. Before I used to get it, but now that I've reached a stage in my life where I'm actually really comfortable with being alone. I mean, I've been single for a really long time. The point is that I don't mind it because it allows me to focus on myself and focus on my dreams. And I know it sounds like I'm just trying to console myself or whatever, but it's really, really not, because I feel like now it's just like, oh, if it happens, well, that's amazing. But if it doesn't happen, okay. Like,
exactly. I'll just wait. And if it happens, it has to be worth it.
It has to be worth it.
Exactly.
I don't want to be anything. Rush into a relationship with somebody and that person just, you know, hurts me or just takes me into like a toxic relationship or affects my mental health.
Like,
you know, because your peace of mind is absolutely
it's everything.
I
mean, exactly. I've had friends that they're so bubbly and lively and like amazing, and then suddenly they get into this relationship and their whole demeanor, their whole countenance, everything about them just turns gloomy. It just changes. They're withdrawn, they're like, you know, less of themselves. And you can definitely see that this person is not adding to this other person but diminishing them. So yeah, like, you're better off alone than in a deadbeat relationship. Please drop the weight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it. So my fourth point is learn more about men than just attracting them. So, yeah, so in the world we are today, I feel like, you know, lots of women are smart. A lot of women are not, you know, just like beauty. A lot of women are beauty and brains. But there's still a lot of people that only focus on, you know, their physical appearance rather than, you know, actually thinking, okay, how am I actually going to relate with this other person? It goes both ways, to be honest, both the guy and the girl. You know, okay, so yes, you people like each other, but do you know how to hold a conversation with him? Do you know the things he likes? You know, do you know, like, okay, for example, if your man loves football, like, nobody's saying you should go and automatically become a football, you know, Wikipedia, but at least be able to say something every now and then, be able to engage him in conversation that he likes. You know, if he likes history, like, learn a little about history. Same goes for him, you know, as well, not just the woman, but like, be able to keep him in conversation and everything. I think men and women are viewed differently. They think differently. For example, a woman would tell you a story, maybe to her man, just because she wants to tell him the story. Like, she just wants to gist him what happened. And him, he's already thinking about 100 solutions for her. And honestly, she doesn't even want you to interrupt her. She doesn't want you to give her solutions. She just wants to tell you out of love. She's just telling you. But when a man is talking to maybe another person about something, it's most likely because he thinks you can be in a position to help him, or he thinks you can give advice, or you'd be sensible enough to actually have a conversation and come up with solutions about that thing. You get? So most times, most men will not open up to females because they feel like, oh, what does she know? What can I tell her? Does she know anything about my business? Does she know anything about this? They don't have any substance. So basically all I'm saying is just be a person of substance, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, be a person of substance. Like, in any conversation, you should be able to have knowledge about something, you know, like, be able to chip in here, have smart conversations, learn new things. You know, you need to learn more about the person that you're going to be with than just attracting them. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, honestly, I totally agree with you. And the people that are in these type of relationships, I am really genuinely curious how they even live or stay with each other, because for me, like, that substance, that connection, that chemistry is like everything to me. Like, if we can't sit down and have a
conversation,
a deep conversation, and talk about our interests, our values, our likes, our dislikes, then I will, no matter how much, you could be Michael B. Jordan, and I will not be able to find you attractive anymore.
Exactly. Like, not every time, shallow conversation.
I just completely just get turned off. I don't know if I can't have a conversation with you, if you're just boring.
Substance in you, exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, substance is very, very important because
Very important.
beauty fades. Sometimes you just not you don't see their physical features. You don't find them attractive anymore, right? But that substance is what, keeps that attraction going. And if you guys don't have that chemistry, then I'm sorry to say it's just not gonna go anywhere.
Yeah, so true. So true.
So what's the next point?
The next point is you have to grow spiritually.
Yes,
So,
I love this one.
definitely. So, if you're looking to be in something committed or maybe even marriage and have your own family and your own kids, you really, really need to start building that relationship with God. If you already do, continue to, have that relationship and make it better. And if you don't, you need to, because you can definitely not think to head a home or co-head a home without God. Like 99% of our problems would be solved if we had that perfect, not perfect, but that amazing relationship with God. And I feel like, like now, for example, in my own house, like I said at the beginning, I'm a Christian and I really, really look up to my parents. Like sometimes some situations will come to me and I wouldn't really feel taken aback just because I know like I have my mom, she's going to pray about it, and I really, she has the faith that I can't have by myself. Do you understand? Like I'll be in some dangerous situations and my mom will be praying. I won't tell her anything. She'll just know that, okay, she's sensing something in her spirit. Something is not right here. There was one day I was in uni. And it was after church. Me and my mom just came back from church. My dad wasn't home. So my mom just started feeling some type of way. And she was like, let's pray. In my mind, I was like, ah, we just came back from church now. Like, make me rest. She was, because normally we only pray at church. But this one, I was like, ah, it was getting long. But like, she started crying. She was praying intensely. That's how, like, later that evening, they called. They said that people at armed robbers were chasing my brother. And something. Nobody told her. She didn't know anything about it, but she sensed it in her spirit. So, like, that's like being right with God, hearing from God. So, are you going to be a parent who is blind? Like, you need to have that relationship with God to be able to protect your home, protect your children, protect yourself, protect your family. Like, parents who hear from God are honestly like, they have the best families because there's nothing God does in your life that he wouldn't tell you first, whether he's warning you not to do something or he's telling you to do something. Like you definitely need that relationship with God. God can help you love your partner more. He can help you in your marriage. He can help you in your relationship. He can help you raise your, how would you even raise godly kids? Kids who fear God. Like in this generation that everyone is so corrupt, the world is so perverse, like there's so many false doctrines, false teachings, there's so much going on. So if you want your kids to grow up properly, how do you intend to actually train them without having that relationship with God and the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit's like in Christianity, he's basically the person that it comforts you, he guides you, he teaches you. So you can't do a lot of things on your own. You need that relationship with God. So now we're just shifting from the point where we have godly parents who, we're growing older, so we're not just the kids anymore who have godly parents that are helping us. We are soon, like, we are going to take their position soon. We're going to have our own family soon, have our own children and all of that. So what type of parents do you want to be? And even if you're not thinking about having kids, it's not just about being parents. You yourself, you need God. You need, nobody's going to be able to love you as much as you want. Only God's love can actually fill that void that we have in our hearts. That's why a lot of people, especially girls, run from man to man, looking to fill a void that can never be filled unless it is filled by God. So when you have that relationship with God, even if you don't end up getting married or being in any relationship, God will love you and you'll feel content. Even when you do have that relationship with someone, God will still love you and your husband or your boyfriend's love would be added. But God first. Everyone needs a relationship with God. You can't navigate life without being plugged to your source, which is God, in any religion.
Honestly, honestly, lovely, like you actually said it all. Honestly, because I feel like my relationship with God is stems from what I see with my mother. you know, because like my mom, like your mom as well. My mom is also like a very, you know, spiritual person. She's very religious and everything, you know. I feel like I was having this conversation with my brother, and he was saying, like, you know, him, as long as he knows, like, my mom is praying for him, he doesn't even have to worry at all because, like, he just knows he's all right. And I feel like it's so important, especially as a woman, especially as someone that's going to be like a mother or wife and everything, to have a good relationship with God, because, you know, he is the one that's going to protect your kids. He is the one that's going to protect your marriage. Like, I feel like there are so many, I've heard so many stories about women who have had problems in their marriages and they just kept praying. They didn't do anything. They didn't make an attempt to fix, to like, maybe like, let's say the guy cheats. Or something, the husband is cheating on her. And, you know, there's this thing in the North where, like, you know, there's this concept about, you know, just have patience, you know, don't just walk away from the marriage, try and make the marriage work. So this babe, she just prays. She goes to God and she tells him all of her problems. She prays night, day, she just prays. Bro, babe, when I tell you, this guy just became reformed. Like, he came to meet his wife on his own. He came on his knees and he was crying. He was just begging for forgiveness that he's seen the errors of his ways, and he just wants to make it up to her. He promises that he's going. And literally, you can see that all of this is just the work of God.
Honestly, because, like,
nothing in your life will ever go smoothly without him and everything. And if you have him on your side, like, everything will just go smoothly. Everything. In terms of your kids, if your kids even somehow go and get bad company or something, as long as you're praying for them, one day they're gonna come back, unless it's some type of test from God and everything, but one day they're gonna come back. So it's so important to have that level of spirituality
with God. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I feel like an example is even like my family, some people that I know, basically, right? They have a lot of pressure to get married and everything. And, you know, that kind of pressure and that kind of, like, side remarks that, oh, they're still not married at their age, what are they doing? It can get depressing. But I knew someone that would just pray. She didn't care. She would just pray to God. She'd wake up in the middle of the night. She'd be praying.
And their relationship,
just like that, she met somebody. And she's absolutely happy now. And I just feel like, you just have to have that level of faith and just that level of trust.
Exactly.
Everything else will just work out.
Exactly. That's it. Honestly, everyone, both male, both female, we all need that relationship with God.
Yeah.
You know, and especially in a family too, because I also learned this from Pastor Kingsley. He said, you know, when a woman prays, you know, like, her prayers are very fervent just because she prays from a place of love. Women are really selfless, you know, like, they carry the family on their head, on their whole body. Their whole life is their family. Like, my mom can pray for 6 hours, and she'll pray for my dad, pray for all her children, pray for her aunties and uncles and nephews and nieces, and not pray for herself. It's crazy. It just shows you how much love,
how selfless
she has for everyone. And exactly, you know, like, the prayer of love is like the basis of faith, and faith is where prayers work. So when women pray, they pray out of love, and they have so much faith because of that love, and definitely your prayers would go answered, or will not go unanswered.
All right, so what is the next point?
Okay, so the next point is make your own money.
Perfect. Yes.
Like, I cannot stress this enough, babes. You need that hush money. That is to say hush money. Sounds like hush puppy. You need that hush money.
What are you trying to advise people on this episode?
Please. My hand, no day there. You need that hush money. You need that, you know, get the hell out money. Like, shut up money. Because in a relationship where the man is the sole provider and you are basically financially relying on him, like, that's very dangerous, to be honest. Because he'll just treat you anyhow. like when you have your own money, there's a certain level of respect that comes. Like he knows that, okay, well, I can't just treat this babe anyhow. Like she has her own money. Do you understand? Anytime he's moving mad, you too, like you carry yourself, you do your own thing. You guess, because like you cannot trust anybody enough to just put your whole life in their hands, no matter what. So have your
own. Men are so unpredictable. They can literally switch up on you any moment, and like you'd be left with nothing.
Exactly. Don't put that like that, because money is life. So don't put your life in somebody else's hand. Imagine not being able to eat or feed or pay for basic things by yourself without the help of someone else. So please make your own money. If you can, before you're married, at least have that backup savings. I saw a podcast recently and they were asking the girl, how much do you think women should have before they get married? And she was like, 5 to 10 million. And if you see the comments, people were bashing her that, oh, so if
why? We have that's a reasonable amount married, now.
She's Dangote. And I'm like, in my opinion, everyone grew up differently, right? So some people, some people can spend 20k in a whole month and they feel very satisfied. Some people cannot spend 20k in a day. So depending on the way that you are, the way that you spend and how you live your life, you know, you should know basically how much can keep you afloat or how much can, you know, help you, or the, you know, a business that you have that can sustain you without anybody else's help. So I don't know why people are bashing her. I mean, everybody should cost their coats according to their size.
Exactly. If you feel like 10 million is too much for you, up for something lower, but don't judge her. That's her lifestyle.
Don't judge her. That's her. Exactly. Exactly.
I feel like I totally agree with you, lovely. Financial, your own money, your own independent money is very, very, very important.
So important.
Because, like, you know, it builds that level of respect as well. You know, because, like we said, a lot of men don't really respect you if you don't have that level of money, you know, or like they just there's just no respect. I wanted to say the household, but then I forgot you don't understand Hausa. But like in for the listeners, like the person's like za arena ki kingari, because like, you know, they just don't respect you basically. And I can you just don't know how life was gonna turn out. Because I was talking to this woman, one of my friends, well, she's not my friend, but I just know this woman, and she's telling me about how, you know, she was married and her husband decided that he wanted to get a third wife, right? And suddenly he just changed. Like he stopped coming home, he stopped buying food stuff, he stopped paying the bills, he stopped doing everything at her house. And literally she just had to start a business because she didn't know what to do. And I just know so many situations where men just switch up on you like that. Like, there's so many, I've heard so many stories where the guy just disappears.
Exactly.
He just stops coming home.
It just comes, like,
he's left people. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so women, when their man leaves, their whole life is over.
Their whole life is over because they rely on him for every single penny. Every single thing comes from him. So, honestly, having your own money is so important.
You're doing. Exactly,
especially for certain luxuries that you want in your life. Maybe you want that. You want to pamper yourself, but your man doesn't want to give you money. Like, I'll be like, okay, fine, that's your business, and I'll just go. Like, literally, that's just it. Like,
exactly. I just
feel like having my own money is so important to
it's
me.
It's so important.
Because, like, I'm just
nobody can.
I'm a very ambitious person, and like I have so many things that I want to do with my life, and, you know, like, I feel like I just need my own money for that. And it just builds some level of respect, you know.
Exactly.
And you know, you just don't know how life is gonna go. What if one day your husband just dies, or let's say he gets cancer, like you said, or something, you know.
Exactly.
You don't know how life is gonna turn
for
out
a while.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So there's just so much. Yeah. Nobody's saying if you're going to be doing 50-50, that's a conversation for another day. But yeah, your money.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So my next point is develop yourself, which kind of goes hand in hand with develop yourself. Like, you are your greatest investment. Like, women are so smart. Like,
we're so intelligent.
like, women are so smart and so intelligent. Like, only a woman can be bathing her child and frying fish. And
just the amount of the ways on a business that they can call. Multitask.
You know, like, they can do, like, give a man that task, he would break. Like,
he'll lose his mind.
He would break. You know,
I was telling my friend this, and mm-hmm. I was saying that, you know, I feel like if women rules the world would be at a way, it would be, we're better off, basically.
Way better.
Men way, are way so, better. I feel like so many of the wars that started, like World War One, World War Two, in my opinion, it was based on the arrogance of men. I had this conversation with my friend, and we had this long conversation, but I just believe that women, if women ruled the world, it would be way, way, way better off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Women are really smart. So please, boss lady, develop yourself. Like, honestly, you are your greatest investment. Like, there's so much that you can do with your life. Like, your life does not revolve around getting married and having kids. Like, you have your own destiny. You have your own purpose from God to fulfill, you know? So develop yourself, get your master's, finish your degree, go to the
gym. Exactly.
Get your body fine, make your own money, start your own business, do whatever you want to, you know, freaking do. Honestly,
I feel like just develop yourself. You get married doesn't mean you should stop doing the things that you like doing, or stop working on yourself. Mm-hmm. Just because you get married doesn't mean your life is over. Just because you have kids doesn't mean you can't go and get a PhD, or, you know, get a new job if you don't have a job, or do something, or whatever it is.
Exactly.
You know?
Develop yourself. Like, you're so much more than just being someone's wife, someone's mom. Exactly. You're yourself too.
You are yourself.
There's so much that you can do exactly with your life. Do the things that make you happy. Like, only you can actually make yourself happy, you know. So develop yourself. And also, you know, I hear a lot of people say, okay, I, you know, not even a lot of people, even me myself, I'm like, okay, this is the type of person I want to be with, this is the type of person I want to marry, you know, I have high standards. But like, that person that I'm looking for with those high standards, am I their standard? Are they also going to be like, okay,
my God, this lovely, is exactly, I love you so much, you, like, just said it.
God, exactly. So are they also going to say, like, okay, this is the type of girl I want? Do you understand? So as
you know, praying, one prayer that I always have, you know, when I'm, like, when I'm making my prayers, is that, you know, mm-hmm. I ask God for the things that I want in a man, and then I say that I pray that I'm also everything that he wants in return.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you can't just be broke and, you know, not ambitious and everything, and then you want someone who is Dangote rich and he's fine and he's tall. Him too.
Exactly.
He also has his own standard.
No, guys, those type of guys are not going to want a babe that just has her life on standstill. This is no offense to the women that are just not doing anything. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like, I just feel like you should do something with your life, even if it's just a business or something, a small exactly. business, open, do, like, or whatever, I don't know, sell cupcakes, like, sell something.
Develop yourself, like, you
exactly.
You know, take courses. You know, like, improve on the way that you speak. You learn every day anything that you want to do.
Yeah,
even honestly. If you develop on the way that you walk, on the way that you dress, you just keep developing, keep evolving.
Like,
keep being
the person. I always say this, like, my mom is, like, mm-hmm. one of the people that I look up to, because she's always, always trying to develop herself. Like, mm-hmm. I just admire her so much, and I don't tell her this enough, but she's, like, one of my role models, because mm-hmm. in terms of her career, in terms of how spiritual she is, like, in terms of how she develops herself, because she's always taking online courses. All of the time you see her taking online courses, trying to develop herself, trying to mm-hmm. Be better at public speaking, trying to be better at this or that. And, like, it just inspires me so much, because she's exactly the type of person I want to be.
And you'll be better by God's grace.
Yeah, by inshallah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly, like, you know, development never stops. So as you're striving for someone, you know, as you have those high standards, people also have high standards. So be that person's standard as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last and final point is be kind. Like, be kind. I can't stress this enough. Lots of people are just unnecessarily rude. Like, Like, it doesn't even make sense. You're doing bad bitch, bad bitch. You're not a bad bitch. You're rude and you're spoiled and you're badly behaved. Please be nice. Spread positivity. Like, a lot of things, not even just men, a lot of things can be lost because of attitude and character. Business opportunities, like, a lot of things. So just be kind. Like, be a sunshine girl. Be happy. Spread positivity. Smile. Don't be rude. Don't look down on people. Don't think nobody's better than anyone.
I feel like this is a time where I could toot my own horn, because you and I, like, I feel like we're super kind. We're like super kind girls. I feel like it's physically hard for me to be rude to someone. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm rude to you, then that means like you've done something exactly. you really messed up or something.
But on your regs, you're not a bad bitch. Like,
exactly, you're just being rude. If you want to reject someone, even if a guy comes up to you and like, oh my gosh, I have the perfect story for this. Let me even tell you. So there was this time I was supposed to post this on my IG, but I forgot. There was this time I was in the gym, right? Mm-hmm. And then like I was working out next to this babe, and she was like doing deadlifts and everything. And then this guy comes up to her and he's like trying to get her attention. She has headphones on. And then he keeps saying, excuse me, takes out her headphones and she's like so annoyed. Like she has like this irritated face on her face. Like, and she's just like, I'm married. And then he's like, so am I. And then he hands her her phone. He said, I think you left this on the treadmill.
Oh my God.
He turned around and he left.
Oh my God.
The secondhand embarrassment I felt for this babe. I was like, oh my God, you could have just been there.
Imagine.
I know there are some people that some annoying hit on you on the gym, but like there's always this benefit of the doubts because not
exactly give them
to hit on you.
Exactly. Not everybody's like, you're not ice cream babes. Not everybody's going to like you. Like,
exactly.
That's crazy. Like, see, be nice. Be
nice, honestly. Yeah. Being kind is like a super, super important trait. Because it can turn off guys.
More attractive.
Even if maybe he's dating you and he just notices that you're unkind to like a lot of people, maybe beggars on the streets, or maybe just people around you, you know, or he realizes that, you know, you gossip a lot or you talk a lot, that will turn him off. Think any reasonable man would want a wife who's just rude to everybody, because he wouldn't want people talking about his wife and saying, oh, she's a mean person.
Exactly. So please, it doesn't cost anything to just be nice, really.
So
let me give credit to who credit is due. I think this should even be at the beginning of the video. So if you like these points, basically, I learned them from Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo. The name of the video is 7 Things I Badly Want to Tell Women.
I love they sent me the link. So I'll put the link under the podcast episode so that if anybody wants, like, you know, a more broader explanation, they can just head over to that video and, like, you know, check it out. Lovely, I wanted to add a few more points of my own that I came up with, if you don't mind.
No, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to say that don't marry someone who needs to keep score about who did what for the other person. Not everything in a relationship will be equal at times. You know, sometimes it's you pulling the weight, sometimes it's other people pulling the weight. Because there's some relationships that... the guy is always trying to keep, or the guy, you notice that the guy is always trying to keep score, or, oh, I bought this for you, or, oh, I spent this amount of money on you, or, oh, I did this for you, I did this for you. And I feel like your relationship isn't a competition, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of men have this mentality that, oh, what does she even bring to the table? I'm the one that pays the bills. I'm the one that does this. I'm the one that does that. But it's not a competition. It's not who does more, you know. A relationship is supposed to be equal. So if you notice that a guy has that particular quality, you need to X.
Exactly. Because a relationship is basically two people serving each other. So you're not serving someone and, you know, like just thinking, okay, I did this for him, I did this for her and everything. You're just serving because you love that person and that person is serving you as well. So just like Asiya said, like it might be 70-30 sometimes. It's not always going to be 50-50. It's not always going to be 100. So like don't pause, just keep serving and loving and respecting.
Exactly. And another point I have is, you know, most of us, I'm actually guilty to this, but most of us tend to break our own hearts by falling in love with a person. We're falling in love with an idea of a person and not who he really is. So if you don't physically see it or hear it or feel it, it's not who he is. It's who you want him to be. Because, you know, a lot of people just end up falling in love with a person. Not the person, but the idea of a person. Oh, he seems so smart. Oh, he seems so kind. Oh, he seems intelligent. He seems this, he seems that.
And when you actually got to know person, him. That, exactly, that well, you know. And half the time, I feel like women are very delusional. You know this is how this person is, but you just believe that when people get married, things will get better. My dear, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse because it's going to get more.
Oh my God.
So like everything.
You just said it.
Do you understand?
This everything is like another point. This is like a whole nother point. Like never in your life, I'm like, I cannot stress it enough. Never in your life get married to someone with the idea, with the belief of that he's going to change after we get married.
No.
Don't do that.
Become more comfortable. So everything will amplify, like. Don't do
Do not in your life. Like, don't even think it. Because if you're dating somebody that's a womanizer or something, and you're like, oh no, he loves me and I'm going to change him after we get married.
Hey.
No, you're going to have the shock of your life, my love. Don't do it.
Don't do it, babes. No.
And another thing I wanted to add, this is like the last one, is you're not just dating the man, you're dating his family too. So if you notice that his family is constantly trying to make you choose you between him or them or you, then just know you're never going to win because he's never going to choose his family over you. So I feel like a lot of women unfortunately fall guilty into this where, like, you know, they go into marriage and the family just hates her, the family just does not like her, and she's just going to suffer. So as the moment you get a hint that his family does not like you, you're not going to be happy no matter how much this guy loves you. He's not going to be able to like speak against his family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 90% of the time, honestly. So
and I just realized I have one more thing. You know, sometimes it wasn't you and it wasn't him, and not everyone is meant to be together. You know, no matter how much you love a person, right? If you notice that there are just certain qualities, sometimes love is just not enough, and you just have to accept that, you know. And I feel like, for example, let's say you love this person, he beats you. Women who are in domestic relationships and the guy just physically abuses them, and they stay with that person because they're like, oh, I love you. And you have to realize that just because you love that person doesn't mean you guys are meant to be together, doesn't mean you have to be together, because love enough. Or let's say you guys have different values or something, that means just because you, no matter how much you guys love each other, it's just not going to work because you're always going to end up fighting. Or let's say different religions,
speaking from
just because if you guys have different beliefs, it's very rare cases that those actually work. So love sometimes is just not enough. And if you go into a marriage or a committed relationship with the delusion that your love is going to all of those things, let's say he beats you or different values or whatever, you're going to end up getting really, really heartbroken. So just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a don't do it, babes, every 5 seconds for me. I always say don't do it, babe. Very true. So you said it all, Asiya, honestly, and that's everything. Love is just not enough in all cases. there's so much more to being with someone for a very long time. Love dies, but then other things like respect and understanding and, you know, being on the same page and friendship, you know, are values that, you know, last or outlast or outlive love. So yeah. Don't be carried away by that momentary feeling, you know, because it might die at some point. You know, you need other things that you can anchor your relationship to.
Yeah, you know, you can just, you can love somebody and just know that they aren't right for you. Because you love this person, but realistically in a relationship, there's just going to be way too many issues and you'll just be fighting all the time. And that love will turn into resentment.
Exactly. Honestly, yeah. You just need to let them go.
Yeah. No matter how hard it is.
No matter how hard it is, yeah.
All right. Lovely. Thank you so much for coming to my podcast. I am so honored to have you because you are the genesis behind this whole podcast. Because without you, this whole podcast would not even be in existence. You motivated me. You inspired me.
Period. So
actually, yeah.
Go and buy from my business, HLE.
Yes. You guys should buy from HLE. If you have a girlfriend, buy her a period box. If you want to give her as a birthday gift, or if you have a crush, you know, you can buy her a box as well.
And females, buy for yourself.
Exactly. Buy for yourself if you're single like me. You know, I haven't bought a box for myself yet. I should buy a box for myself when I'm back. But yeah, you guys should definitely buy from HLE because the period boxes are just so aesthetically pleasing. They're just so cute. And damn, just buy from her. Honestly, like, you will definitely not regret it. And if you regret it, I will pay you back whatever. I'll pay you back whatever box you bought.
100%. Yeah. See?
100%.
Yeah. Trust me. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you, SAF.
Thank you so much, lovely, for coming.
Thank you for having me. Like, it's been an amazing session. Like, I've learned so many things from you. Also made me really dig deep and think about these things and, you know, really want to apply them. Because honestly, for me, I know I'm not speaking from a position of where even every single thing that I've said today, I'm not going to say that I practice them 100%. Or there are things but there are things that I know, you know, and I feed on and I consciously want to, like, you know, start to practice them. The ones that I don't already practice. And the ones that I do already practice, get practicing them. So yeah. Thank you. So
honestly, same thing for me. Like, you know, some of these things, like, it's taking a lot of time for me to come to that stage. And some of them, I'm still getting to that stage. Mm-hmm. But, like, the fact that you know this in your head is enough. Because, you know, eventually you're going to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
All right, then. Bye, lovely.
Bye.
All right. That brings us to the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it and I hope you learned a lot. And feel free for the females or the males, anyone actually, to just drop in the comment section any other tips or things you feel like every female should know. Every other female should know before she enters into her next committed or relationship or marriage. So you can just drop it in my comments on my Instagram when I post it. And I really hope you learned a lot and I really hope you enjoyed it. And I think that is all I have to say to you guys today. Yeah, I think I will just see you guys in the next episode. I'll miss you guys. I hope you miss me. And bye.